Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. And today we are going to be discussing escape and what is going on with the possible trademark infringement. So let's get straight into it. So we haven't talked about escape in a long time. A couple of weeks ago, or maybe even a month now, it was rumored that the Escape and SWV show was coming back for a season two on Bravo. I was very excited to see this. And when Candy Burris announced that she was leaving ROA ahead of season 16, I was like, maybe it's because she is filming the Escape SWV show. Because I remember the last time that both of these shows, like she had filmed for one, which was only about like 6 or 7 episodes, and then she filmed for ROA. She was saying how chaotic it was to literally have the cameras there for what, 6 to 9 months in one clip. So I was like, maybe this time around she was like, I don't want to film the larger show, but I will film the 6 or 7 episodes with my bandmates. But later it was revealed that it was not a show that was coming up. It was actually a headlining tour. Escape and SWV were coming together, and Mona Scott was involved as the manager of the group and as the promotion company that's going to be doing the tour with the two groups. So that was what people saw and assumed, that they were getting a second season of Escape and SWV Queens of R&B. So a second season is not coming, unfortunately, even though a lot of people really loved that show. There were so many issues in the show, and I think Latasha and Rocky are just not at peace with the group, and they refuse to film, and I think that would take away from the show to only have like the show focus on the three ladies. Okay, so now let's get into what's going on today. So Latasha and her sister Tamika, the Tamika that's her sister, not Tamika that's Tiny, right? They own the trademark for Escape, because when the group was working on their comeback at this time, Candy Burris had said that she did not want to be a part of the group. So the sisters went ahead and trademarked Escape, which is crazy that it wasn't trademarked before that, because they had so much success in the 90s. But either way, the group was trademarked with just the two sisters, right? And then I don't know why Tiny wasn't involved, but she wasn't involved. Okay, so fast forward to now. Latasha's working on her gospel album. All these allegations came out about bad business between her husband, Rocky, who was formerly managing them, and other promoters with other tours. So Rocky has been completely removed from this tour situation, this go round, and via his wife, Tasha is also not participating in this tour. Now she's saying because she's not participating in this tour doesn't mean that she doesn't have the right to certain information, and basically knowing how the trademark is going to be used in the media and the marketing of the tour and just the tour in general, that she still feels as though, even though she's not going to be on the tour, she still needs to be a part of the tour because she owns the trademark. And I think she's also looking for some type of compensation because she owns the trademark, right? And now we have a statement that came out from the remaining members of Escape, and it's basically saying that someone can use the trademark without other people being involved in the trademark. And I'm gonna read it off here one seconito, because I want to read exactly what they said. So it says a co-owner of a trademark is unable to maintain an infringement action against another co-owner. So I'm going to pause there. So that means that Latasha cannot infringe upon her sister's rights as a trademark owner. Okay. So then it goes on to say each co-owner has the right to exercise its trademark rights, including granting licenses to third parties, i.e., Live Nation and Monami Entertainment, which is Mona Scott Young's entertainment company. A valid licensee of one co-owner of a trademark cannot be liable to another co-owner for infringement. Now, Candy Burris put this in her stories and then took it down. She also went into the neighborhood talk and said the only reason why she deleted this post is because the remaining members of the group, Tiny, Tamika, and Candy, are going to make a group statement on Instagram explaining everything that's going on. So she's like, I didn't want to undercut my other members by putting it out, but this is basically what they're saying. So in all that legal jargon, what they're basically saying is because Tamika is a valid co-owner of the trademark, she has the right as a partial owner to give licensing to a third party. So they're basically saying that Tamika has the right to allow other people to use the trademark because she is one of the owners. As long as one of the owners signs off on it, then it's okay. And it also says that co-owners cannot come after other co-owners. Basically meaning if you're not on the same page with the co-owner of the trademark, you have to take it up with the co-owner of the trademark because they are legally allowed to license out to third parties. And that's what they're doing with this tour. So I don't know what Latasha hopes to get out of this situation, but it looks like here the law is very clear. And y'all know, trademark was one of my certificates that I did in school. My own horn there. But yeah, so this is definitely, it looks right to me. Now it looks like whatever language was brought about that Candy posted it. I mean, you know, of course, not a lawyer. This is not legal opinion. But it looks right to me from what I know, what I can understand about trademark law, which is why they tell you when you go into getting a trademark with somebody, a co-trademark owner, you know, it should be somebody who is going to hold the trademark the way that you would, because as a partial owner, they don't need your say-so to do what they want with the trademark. They don't have to wholly agree for the trademark to be used in different ways. And, you know, Latasha, no tea, no shade, because of the money that she may owe allegedly on not only the money that she owes her sister, she may also owe money to the rest of the group based on other tours where Rocky was allegedly getting her more money than the other girls, or he was pocketing some of the money allegedly, apparently, you know, as what the other women have been saying, as to why he's no longer managing Escape and why he's no longer allowed, you know, close to their money and things like that. So it's just like a huge confusing mess. Honestly, I really wish that women could have gotten it together and that Latasha would have went on this tour with SWV. I completely understand the other three moving on. You know, Candy has stepped away from Roa. She's, you know, producing plays. Tiny is, you know, working on her daughter's career. Her husband is now moved into comedy. And then, you know, the other Tamika has always had her stuff going on as an active mother and active grandmother. So it's like, if they're going to invest in this tour, they 1000% were going to get the business right. And one thing about Candy Burris, she gets to the business and her business is usually right. You know, she's had a couple things with the restaurants that, you know, she's cleared up or whatever. But for the most part, when it comes to business, Candy Burris is going to get it right. So I'm like, something as big as a trademark, I don't think that they would have left that behind when drawing up an entire contract for an entire tour as massive as this one with Live Nation. So I was kind of thinking to myself, what leg does Latasha have to stand on to bring this legal action? Now we're finding that she doesn't have one, allegedly. According to what Candy posted and according to the trademark that they said, it's both sisters hold the trademark. So we'll see what happens. But as far as I know, if you guys are interested in going on this tour, go ahead to livenation.com because it's still happening and you can still get your tickets. I will say I'm interested because I really like both of these groups. And when they finished the last season and they had that one concert, I was like, yeah, but this could be a tour. Like, y'all don't have issues that are that deep that you couldn't go on tour, because let's face it, you guys need to get to the bag. Like, you're already rich, you're already successful in your own right. You can always go to festivals and clean up and make tons of money. But when you're talking about a tour bag, like, both of you are really able to draw these big crowds, and a lot of artists after all these years can't do that. So I commend both of them for putting whatever pettiness it was to the side so that the majority of their groups could go on tour. And you know what? I will say one day, I hope Latasha can mend her fences with her sister and the rest of the group, maybe have Rocky step aside and just be her husband and not be involved with the money part and just really, you know, be come back to these girls. Obviously, you still want to sing. She put out a Christmas album. She put out a gospel album. She's putting out new music all over the place. You still want to sing. You still want to perform. Why not come back and do it with your group? Honestly, I think that these women do not hold a serious grudge against Latasha. I think it's more so business. If you know, she was able to refund them the money that she allegedly owes and just start from a clean slate, I feel that these women would forgive her, especially given that one of them is her blood sister. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Let me know what y'all think in the comments. I hope you enjoyed this mini sip. Have an amazing weekend. Love you. Bye.